Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
The one that can change every situation suddenly. The one that can send you help. He is your helper tonight. He is your helper tonight. That help has come tonight. He is your helper. He is your helper. What manner of man is Jesus? Oh, Jesus is here tonight. Jesus is here tonight. Jesus is here tonight. Look up to Him tonight. The Bible said, "And look up unto Him." And they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. He said, "We look up unto Him. We look up unto the hills where cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, which is the maker of the heavens and the earth." Look up unto Him tonight. Psalm 34 says, He said, "This poor man cried unto Him, and the Lord heard him and delivered him from all his troubles." Look unto Him tonight, because Jesus is here tonight. Look unto Him tonight. Moment of help. Jesus is the help that has come to us. Jesus is the help that has come for us. And Jesus is here tonight to give you that help. That needed help. That help that you needed desperately. That help is available tonight. If we can look up unto Him. The Bible said, "Those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Those who trust in Him shall never be put to shame. Jesus is here tonight. Oh, Shekebradash. Masekerakoto zebra kadadash. Marabado shekerakonda zobra kandela kaya. Ishekerakoto zobra kandela kaya helabaya. Ishakata kabaroko tozuya. Marakondo zikibarash. Tell Him that you are here. Tell Him that you came to meet with Him. Tell Him that I'm here because of you, Jesus. Tell Him that it is you I've come to meet tonight. Tell Him that I've come to receive that help tonight. Unto you I have come. He said He shall not cast out anyone that comes to Him. To him that cometh unto Him shall never be cast out. Jesus, we ask that tonight you will visit us, O God. Tonight, O God, let there be a miracle for someone. Tonight, let there be deliverances. Let there be restoration in this place. I ask, O God, for the release of your spirit. I ask, O God, for the release of your spirit. Miracle angels in this place tonight. Let there be a release of the miracle fire in this place, O God. Let there be healing angels in this place. Let there be deliverance. Oh, they look up unto Him. And their faces were lighted. And they were not ashamed. This poor man cried. And the Lord heard him. And saved him out of all his troubles. The Lord is saving someone from every trouble tonight. The Lord is visiting someone tonight. The Lord is giving someone encounter and visitations tonight. The Lord is healing someone, taking infirmities, sickness. sicknesses and disease tonight. The Lord is taking away bodies tonight in this place. Help, that desperate help has come. That desperate help has come tonight. That desperate help has come tonight. Oh, he's our helper in ages past. He's our helper in ages past tonight. Our helper in ages past is here tonight. Rekatarabo sheke bradas. Rekatorosa barambanda sheke rakotozo bradas. Ikataralonda sheke rakotozumbara. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your holy name forevermore. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, O God. Thank you and thank you forevermore. Thank you for what you have said to do in our midst tonight. And thank you for what you have begun, O Lord. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Blessed be your holy name, O God. Father, Lord, as we gather tonight before you, O Lord, let there be a miracle, O God. Let there be a visitation tonight. Let there be an encounter tonight, O God. Bring healings and deliverances. Bring restorations, O God. Send that needed help to someone tonight. That desperate help, send it tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, as I speak tonight, confirm my word and perform my counsel tonight with miracle signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask for the ministrations of angels. Let your angels minister to your people and confirm your word in their life. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your holy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Welcome someone to God's presence tonight. Tell him or her that you are welcome. Tell him that help that you needed has come. That help that you needed is here. That help is here tonight. You are not returning home the same way you came. He knew you are coming and he prepared for you. In fact, he was here before you came. Hallelujah. The king is here before you came. So he was not surprised that you are here. Amen. He arranged your coming. He ordered your steps to this place. And you will not be disappointed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because he said, those who put their trust in him shall never be disappointed. They will not be put to shame. And for you tonight, a miracle is coming for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9. We'll be reading from verse 1 to 13. Give me NIV. Okay. David asks, is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake? Now there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba. They called him to appear before David, and the king said to him, are you Ziba, your servant? He replied. The king asked, is there no one still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness? Ziba answered the king, there is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled, impaired in both feet. He became incapacitated, crippled, impaired. Where is he? The king asks. The king will be asking for someone tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. The king will be sending to call someone tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the king will show you kindness. Because he's the God of kindness. The Bible says he's full of love and compassion. He's a gracious God. He's a God that remembered his people. And tonight the Lord has remembered you. The reason why you are here, it is because he has remembered you. For kindness, for help tonight in the name of Jesus. So he said, where is he? The king asked. Ziba answered, he is at the house of Machir, son of Amiel, in Lo Debar. So King David had him brought from Lo Debar, from the house of Machir, son of Amiel. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, Mephibosheth, Your servant, he replied. Don't be afraid, David said to him, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather's Saul, and you will always eat at my table. I want us to read that verse 7 together. Want to go? Don't be afraid, David said to him, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather, Saul, and you will always eat at my table. Someone will always eat at the king's table today. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is a moment of God's help upon us. It is a season of God's visitation. And tonight is not an exception. Because as I informed you earlier, the king has prepared for you before coming here tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, the passage began with David asked a question. David asked, is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness? David means loving. And we know that our God the Father is a loving Father. He's full of love and compassion for all his children. David is a type of Christ in the New Testament. And Jesus is the expression of God's love unto us. Do you know that it was because of you Jesus came? Hallelujah. Because God asked, how can I show you kindness? How can I send you help? Then he sent Jesus. So when Jesus came, it is because God remembered you. So tonight, God is sending you that help. In the name of Jesus Christ. It was Mephibosheth that David remembered. He said, for Jonathan's sake, I want to show this guy kindness. And he said, is there no one left? Is there no one left? And tonight, someone is left in this house. Tonight, someone is left. And that one will be visited tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the meaning Mephibosheth in Hebrew is transliterated dispeller of shame. Dispeller of shame. That is the meaning of that name. Mephibosheth. It's like the father knew that something was going to happen to him. Because a time came when his grandfather, because of what he did, Saul, they were killed. Both the grandfather and his father died. And the nurse that was taking care of the child, having heard the story, in a haste to run away so that the child is not killed, the child fell from her hand. As a result, the child became crippled. He became impaired. He became disabled, incapacitated. He became stagnated for the rest of his life. So his name means dispeller of shame. That situation brought shame upon him. But before that incident could happen to him, God put an encoded name upon him. That name that will remove that shame from his life. Hallelujah. So tonight there is an encoded name upon your name. And that name is that every shame that followed your name will be dispelled tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, it was the sin of his grandfather that was following him. And for me, the sin of his grandfather represents the sin of Adam. The sin of Adam followed us. That sin of his grandfather followed him and affected him. But you see, Jesus came. And when Jesus came, he came to take away our shame. He came to dispel everything that crippled our life. And tonight, that Jesus is here tonight. And he's sending you help in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is sending you help in the name of Jesus. is taking away your shame. It's taking away everything that crippled you. In the name of Jesus Christ. So the child was only 5 years when that disaster struck him. When that disaster struck the house of Saul. So the news of his father and grandfather reached the place, reached the palace, which caused an immediate panic that caused him to be fled away. Tonight, everything that will bring disaster upon you and your family is being taken away in the name of Jesus. Psalm 91. We're going to be making a prayer tonight that anything orchestrated by the enemy, anything the enemy intended to do to bring disaster to our father's house that will affect us, or anything that has been done to affect us, tonight let the Lord strike them in the name of Jesus. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, any disaster that has visited my father's house, that has visited my mother's house, that will have affected me, or that will affect me, tonight let them be taken away. Tonight let them be taken away. Tonight let them be destroyed. Tonight let them be uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Rekata kabakarada sheke baradash. Ila kwatoko rokate sheke bakata rakana la. Iza kwakwatoke reke teke bakata. Anything that will bring me into the place of cripple, anything that will cripple my life and bring shame to my life, tonight let them be destroyed. Tonight let them be destroyed. Tonight let them be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now Psalm 91 verse 1 says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Can you say, tonight I bring myself under the shelter of the Almighty. Be my resting place. Guide me and protect me from any disaster that may befall my life and family. In the name of Jesus Christ, anything that will bring crippleness, anything that will impair my life, let them tonight, let them be destroyed. I bring myself under the shadow of the Almighty. I bring myself under the shadow of the Almighty. I bring myself under the shadow of the Almighty. I bring myself under the shadow of the Almighty. I bring myself under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Rekaterebo sheke barada. Zekenda rokaterebondo zubayala. I bring myself and my families under the shadow of the Almighty. No disaster shall befall me. No calamity shall befall my family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I escape from every disaster, calamity that could come. I escape tonight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Tonight I bring you under the shadow of the Almighty. Let the shadow of the Almighty come upon you and your families. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord be your refuge. Let him be your fortress. May you trust in him. May he deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisy pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fled by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with your eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is your refuge, and the Most High is your habitation. In the name of Jesus Christ, no evil shall befall you,
neither shall any plague come near your dwelling places. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we saw that the child had to be taken care of by the nurse. So we hear nothing about the child again until later on. We don't know anything about his childhood up to the time of his adult life. But we know that God preserved him. We knew that God kept him. God, now God keep you. Hallelujah. It was God that kept you. Amen. Because the enemy has been pursuing. But the help of the Lord is upon you tonight. And that enemy will never reach you. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 49 verse 15. Isaiah 49 verse 15. He said, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. If you are here tonight, you feel as if you have been forgotten. The Lord is saying to you, I have not forgotten you. In the name of Jesus Christ. So say tonight, Father, by your compassion tonight, let me experience your mercy. Let me experience your visitation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because I know that you are with me. I know you have not forgotten me. Tonight, let me receive your visitation. 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 Marakata kabararash. Isheke teke teke teke. Irakoto so kabarara. Ilakata kabarara. Isheke rakoto zo barara. Makanda zeke brako sheke likataya. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Isaiah 29 verse 18. Isaiah 29 verse 18. He said, in that day, the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity, out of darkness. It means he was kept in obscurity, in darkness. But tonight I pray for you, that any one of you in obscurity, I declare upon you, come to light in the name of Jesus. Anyone covered with darkness, in obscurity, I declare, come out in the name of Jesus. I declare, be free in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord lighten your candle and lighten your path and bring you out of darkness, out of obscurity, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in verse 4 of 2 Samuel, verse 9, where we read, the Bible said there that the king asked, he said, where is he? The king asked. Ziba answered, he is at the house of Michal, son of Amiel, in Lodiba. The king is asking for you tonight, and you will be found in the name of Jesus. I said you will be found in the name of Jesus. Now, the name of that town, Lodibar, means pustulence, which suggests hunger, starvation, lack, struggles, hardship, and difficulties. It means even though he was royal, he was forgotten. Tonight, someone who is being remembered, in the name of Jesus, anyone you have been forgotten tonight, I declare upon you tonight, I said you are remembered. In the name of Jesus, I bring you out of struggle. I bring you out of obscurity. I bring you out of struggles, out of hardship, out of difficulties, out of every struggles of your life. I say, come out now In the name of Jesus, I move you into abundance. By the name of Jesus, anywhere you have lacked before now, tonight the Lord has visited you with abundance, with plenty, in the name of Jesus. You see, the king there represents the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and is your Father. Amen. So tonight the Lord has remembered you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now in verse 5 the Bible says, so King David had him brought from Lo Debar, that is from the place of obscurity. Then he brought him to himself. He brought him to himself. Can you pray tonight? Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring me to yourself tonight. Bring me to yourself tonight. Let me appear before you 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 tonight. The Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there is a pleasure forevermore. Can you say, Lord, I have come to appear before you tonight. I have come to appear before you tonight. I have come to appear before you tonight. The King of Kings. I want you to just look at yourself before him tonight. Just look at yourself before him tonight. Just look at yourself before him tonight. Picture him that you are before him. Picture him that you are before him right now. Lord, I'm being summoned before you. Here am I before you tonight. 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 Here am I, O God. Here am I, O God. At his right hand there is a pleasure forevermore. At his right hand there is a pleasure forevermore. Fullness of joy. Say to him, I receive your joy tonight. I receive your joy. I receive liberty and pleasure forevermore. And pleasure forevermore. And pleasure forevermore. At his right hand, there is a pleasure forevermore. Rekatarabo sheke brada. Zikataroko to zubra katenda zizaya. Oh, Father, we receive your visitation tonight. We appear before you. At your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there is a pleasure forevermore. In your presence, there is liberty, there is freedom. Rekatorozobaya. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name forevermore. I declare upon you tonight, anywhere that you have been sad, anything that has taken away your joy before now, tonight that joy is being restored. In the name of Jesus. And in his presence there is fullness of joy. And I declare, receive the fullness of joy. In the name of Jesus. At his right hand there is a pleasure forevermore. And I declare, let that pleasure of him come upon you in the name of Jesus. In his presence there is liberty. There is freedom. Everything that held you bow, I declare your freedom right now. In the name of Jesus, anything that impaired your life, I say be free in the name of Jesus. I say be free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Now, look at verse 7. Mephibosheth appeared before him terrified. He knew how wickedly his grandfather had treated David. And how he had tried to kill him many times. So when he appeared before him, he thought it was a vengeance. He thought it was a vengeance. He never knew God has remembered him. Now look at this. So David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness. For Jonathan, your father's sake, hallelujah, for us, whom sake has God remembered us? For Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. He said he has forgiven us our sin for his name's sake. Whatever God is doing for us is for Jesus' sake. And tonight you are being remembered. In the name of Jesus. Tonight you are being called. In the name of Jesus. In your place of work, you will be suddenly called. In the name of Jesus. Someone will receive a sudden call. Sudden call today. Before the end of this week, someone will receive a sudden call. In the name of Jesus. And the call will not be that you have committed any offense. The call will not be that you have done anything wrong. The call will be because God wants to show you kindness. In the name of Jesus. You know when your boss called you, your boss that doesn't want to have anything to do with you. Maybe he shouted at you. He never appreciated the things you were doing. And then one day he called you. And you are trembling. This man again. You were coming and, you know, you thought it was a normal thing that has been happening. But this time around, to the shock of your life, it was for something good. I say tonight, someone is receiving good news. In the name of Jesus, I release the ministry of angels. I release the ministry of angels. That by the ministry of angels tonight, God is causing good news to come for you in the name of Jesus. When your phone rang, it will be for good news. In the name of Jesus. For some of you, you are receiving alerts. In the name of Jesus. He said, I will surely. It's a word of assurance. A word of sanctity. It's a word that cannot fail. Say, I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake. And then he said, I will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather. And you shall eat bread at my table. Tonight, I declare that your father, your God, is causing you to eat in abundance in the name of Jesus. He will cause you to enter into abundance tonight in the name of Jesus. You are entering into plenty in the name of Jesus. Now look at Psalms 23. If you want to know the interpretation of that, it's in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Go on. He makes me to what? Oh yeah, let's go together. He makes me to what? In green. He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare the what? A table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. So that is your portion tonight. I said that is your portion tonight. Your cup will run over in the name of Jesus. I say your cup is running over with abundance, with plenty, in the name of Jesus. You know, in Joel chapter 2, 25. Joel 2:25. It says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locusts, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army, which I sent among you. It is God himself who was saying that. Can you say, Father, In the name of Jesus, I receive restoration of everything that I've been taken away from my life. Anything stolen, anything lost, anything taken away by force, let them be restored tonight. I receive restoration tonight. I receive them in full. I receive them in full. I receive them in full. I receive restoration. For Mephibosheth, it was a restoration. For Mephibosheth, it was a restoration. And for you tonight, it is a restoration also. I receive restoration. Anything taken away from me by force, anything lost, taken away, stolen by the enemy, I receive them back. I receive restoration. Is it the years of promotion? Is it your resources? Whatever has been taken away, Lord, we receive restoration tonight. We receive restoration tonight. We receive restoration tonight. Marabadadadadash. Ikatakarakoto zubarakate yaka. Ishekete kabarokoto zubradanda. Ishakadadadadadash. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Proverbs 6:31. It says, yet it says, yet when he is found, he must restore sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substance of his house. You see, anything the devil takes away from you, God says he shall restore. How many fold? Sevenfold. I declare tonight, anything stolen, taken by the enemy, anyone sitting upon that which belongs to you, I declare by the unction of the Holy Ghost, I declare by the authority bestowed upon me, by my calling, I declare tonight, let them be restored in the name of Jesus, and let them be restored sevenfold in the name of Jesus. By the reason of what they did to you, they shall give up even what they have for you in the name of Jesus. And by this I declare, some people are resigning from your office. They are creating space for you in the name of Jesus. Someone will be removed to create a space for you, for you, for you, in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be forevermore, in the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 5:10 also said, it said, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you. Our God is the God of all grace. And tonight the Lord is releasing grace upon you. He's releasing all grace upon you. Every grace that you needed, the Lord is giving you tonight. And I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. He said he called us to his what? Eternal glory by Christ Jesus. The call that God called us is to what? To eternal glory. This glory is not a temporary one. It's an eternal one. Meaning that the graces of God that brings this glory is meant to stay with you. It's meant to make you to abide. And he said, after you have suffered, you know, when the enemy comes to take away things from your life, you suffered for a while. The Bible says your suffering is for a while. And I want to say to someone tonight, if you are going through any suffering in your life, it's going to be for a while. And for this night, it has come to an end. I said this night, it has come to an end. Any suffering in your life, it has come to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said that suffering actually will make you perfect. It will establish you. And also will strengthen you. And that strengthening will what? Settle you. Tonight, I see someone being settled. In the name of Jesus. I say receive your settlement. In the name of Jesus. Any kind of settlement that you have been waiting for, that you have been praying for, that you have been looking for, tonight, let the Lord settle you. I said tonight, let the Lord settle you. You have suffered enough. That suffering is enough. And tonight is terminated. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mephibosheth suffered, but he suffered for a while. He suffered for a while. And so shall it be for you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. So in verse 8 of 2 Samuel chapter 4. Okay, just leave that out. Just 2 Samuel chapter 9. I don't have time again. 2 Samuel. Verse 11. Okay. Then Ziba said to the king, according to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so will your servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table like one of the king's sons. Whom sons are you? We are the son of the king. Hallelujah. Your father is a king. And tonight the Father has declared upon you, from today, you will be eating at this table in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be forevermore in the name of Jesus. Verse 12. Then Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Mecha, and all who dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants of Mephibosheth. Tonight God has lifted you. In the name of Jesus. Tonight I said the Lord has lifted you above the princes. In the name of Jesus. He that lifted the poor from the dust and the needy from the dunghill and set him above the princes. And even the princes of his people. I declare today the Lord has lifted you above servants. In the name of Jesus. Men shall serve you. I said kings shall serve you. As soon as they hear your voice, they shall obey you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Verse 13 is, so Mephibosheth dwelled in Jerusalem, for he ate continually, not for a season, at the king's table, and he was lame in both feet. So that stagnation, whatever, has been removed. It's no longer part of his history. Hallelujah. So he will dwell in Jerusalem. And I see the Lord making you to dwell in your choice places, in your high places, in the name of Jesus Christ. And tonight the Lord will cause you to eat continually, not for a season, not for a particular time, but continually forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, no one shall take away that which belongs to you, because your helper has come, because your helper has come. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So we'll be taking the anointing tonight. Isaiah 10:27 says, by the anointing every yoke shall be broken. And tonight by this anointing, the Lord shall lift you up.
The Lord shall bring you from the place of obscurity. And by this anointing tonight, the Lord shall cause you to rise into your high places. In the name of Jesus Christ. By this anointing tonight, the Lord shall cause you to experience all that Mephibosheth has experienced at the presence of King, King David, in the name of Jesus. I want to speak in tongues. Speak in the spirit tonight. Speak in tongues. Speak in the spirit. Take the next 5 minutes and speak in spirit. Speak in tongues. Speak in the spirit. I want to speak in the spirit. Speak in the spirit. Rakaterebo shekerada. Izekerakoto zobrakatele kanda. Ishekerakadash. Bakwakoto korukata kambadea. Ishekerakoto zora. Speak in the spirit. Yokes have been broken by the anointing. Affliction, sicknesses and disease have been taken away. Divine allocations. People have been remembered. Clothing. The Lord is clothing some people with honor. Clothing you with kindness. Irako shakarakateya. Ikwa kwa koto sokarakate. Ipa kwa katakatakade. Isha kwa kwa paroda. Isa kwa yakatara. Rekete nasaya. Mashakaradas. Rekete kerakarash. Veils have teared down. Garments of shame are removed. People are being remembered tonight. The anointing is breaking. Yokes, afflictions, infirmities, anything that cripple your life, impaired you. By the anointing tonight, God is making your feet like hands' feet. You are running through a troop and leaping over the walls. Turning darkness into light. Mazekera koto zebrash. Ishekete kera kondo zobaya. Rakatere koto zobaya. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for what you are doing in this place, oh God. Rakaterebo sheke barandaza. Izeke rakondo zobralanda. Thank you for the help you have sent to us tonight. Thank you for the help that you have sent tonight. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, God. Tonight the Lord has established you. In the name of Jesus, by this anointing tonight, the Lord has clothed you with a garment of honor, with a garment of kindness. The Lord has surely showed you kindness tonight. And you are being remembered. You are being called to a higher place. In the name of Jesus, promotions have happened to you tonight. In the name of Jesus. You are eating at the king's table, meaning that God is lifting you to the place of influence. You will be meeting great men, great people in high places. You will be meeting kings and queens. In the name of Jesus, you will no longer be little. You will no longer be small. In the name of Jesus, anything that crippled you, today that crippledness has been removed. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has made your feet like a hen's feet. In the name of Jesus, you are running through a troop and you are leaping over the walls. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been